Welcome to the Creative Nectar Podcast. Your hosts are Jenny Hahn and Stephanie Gray, and together we share conversations and practices around art making as a path to self-discovery, recovering wholeness, and living an authentic life. So settle in, make yourself comfortable, and enjoy the nourishing taste of creative nectar. Well, hello, everyone. Welcome to the Creative Nectar Podcast. I am your co-host, Jenny Hahn.
And I'm Stephanie Gray.
Hey, Steph.
Hey,
hello,
Jenny.
Everyone. We are so glad that you are here joining us today. And oh, I know we're going to have a great conversation today because our topic is the art of vulnerability.
Yeah.
And this is going to be a juicy topic because, I mean, art making and just being in the world requires vulnerability, and especially to really share the truth of who we are. So yeah, I'm excited to jump into this conversation. Are you ready, Steph?
Yeah, I think so. I'm excited too. Let's see where it leads us.
Okay, great.
Yeah.
We're kind of just going to wing it today and see where we go. So yeah. Well, you know that I usually like to start with definitions, and I do want to start with that. So what is vulnerability? When we say that, the dictionary says the quality or state of being exposed to the possibility of being attacked or harmed, either physically or emotionally. I like to think of it as a willingness to be open, to show emotion, to allow our weaknesses to be seen and known. And I say weakness, but I think ultimately it's our strength. And we'll probably talk more about that. But yes, being willing to be seen as we are. What does that stir for you, Steph?
That is exactly where I'm coming from. It's funny, you looked up like Webster's or whatever, and I looked up Brené Brown because...
Well, I have her on my list too.
She's such a master, you know, and it's like in her, yes. What she says vulnerability is uncertainty, risk, and emotional exposure. And that all of that is like, yes. And I believe it's a superpower too. So I'm excited to dive in.
Yeah. Well, I love that you mentioned Brené Brown because that's who I have listed here next. And I love that she talks so much about this because she basically says that vulnerability is at the core of shame, fear, struggles of worthiness, all of these things. And yet vulnerability is also the birthplace of joy, creativity, and belonging.
Oh my God.
So it's like that's the dragon, the temple doors we have to go through to get to those places of creativity, belonging, happiness. Yeah, I feel like that's the journey, is to go through the difficulties of it.
Absolutely. And I think that's why I attached myself to creativity so early on in my life, is because, you know, as we've talked on here many times before, my heart was just like sort of frozen. And creativity was a soft, gentle way to just sort of nudge on in that heart and thaw it out a little bit. And it is a softer, gentler way. I mean, there are many ways you can practice being vulnerable. And they're all great ways, and you'll know like which way is best for you. But for me, like that gentle sort of just taking it as it comes and not giving me more than I can deal with at one time, safe space. I think that's a big one.
Yes. Safe space. Absolutely. Yeah. And that's, I mean, we talk about that a lot in here, but yeah, having those process art workshops together and being in community, and this does not have to be related just to art, but having circles, gathering places where people are holding space for you to be exactly who you are. And even if it's not, quote, pleasant or nice, you know, but to be real and to be held in that is so powerful.
Absolutely. I mean, how can we truly be seen without being vulnerable? You know, authentic being is, in my opinion, the way of the future. And I think we've talked about that too, you know, but there is such power in that.
I wanted to mention really quick, because when we were talking about what our topic was going to be after the last show, you said you had pulled one of the Wisdom of the Shadow cards.
Yep.
And so I brought it with me today because the card was actually vulnerability. Mm-hmm. And it is, this is from my shadow deck, but this was one of the process paintings that I did in our Nectar studio space. And I'll just describe it for those who are listening and not seeing the exclusive video here. Yeah, it's the vulnerability card. And it's this painting that I did of, it's a form, it's a figure, and there's kind of this open screaming mouth. I mean, you really just see the mouth, and then there's a face inside of it that was painted to be kind of the older me. Like, I was painting kind of this darker, older woman, wrinkly. She almost looks like this sage being. But the body itself, the heart especially, is kind of ripped open. And there's these chains, these hooks that are literally just pulling the chest cavity open and kind of revealing what's inside. And inside there's a fist. There is words, and this is very small, so it's, I'm not seeing what all the words are right now, but there's also these, all these eyeballs kind of being seen, and there's tears, and yeah, there's just a lot going on in it. The open mouth that's screaming, there's all these lines and words coming out. Love me, see me, look at me, tell me I'm okay. Am I seen? Are you there? Am I enough? Will I be forgotten? Just on and on and on. And I just remember how vulnerable I felt painting this, because to show up to the page and to not know where it's going and to let these inner insecurities out felt really big. And it literally did feel like a ripping open. And there's something in that being seen. So we're witnessing it ourselves as we're creating, but then when we're also in supportive community, we're being witnessed and seen by others in that rawness, in that unfiltered, just realness. And it felt really powerful.
As someone, yes, I agreed. And that is a very powerful image, by the way. And maybe we can share that later on on socials, possibly. Yeah. But I have a thing about being really guarded. Like, that's just been the way I was brought up and taught. And, you know, just don't ever like show the weakness. And there is power and sacredness in that sort of community that will see, hear, feel you in your most vulnerable, even if your most vulnerable is showing up somewhere without your hair done, right? I mean, because it's just whatever it is, like just having that support is crucial.
Yes, it is. And I mean, I can remember when, I don't know how many years ago this was, I heard that the biggest fear of the number one fear was public speaking. Like greater than the fear of death even. And I looked it up yesterday. I was curious, and the greatest fears have shifted over time. We've got some much bigger issues going on in the world right now. However, that always struck me, because I was thinking, what is it about public speaking? Well, it's the being exposed. It's the fear, you know, when you get up in front of people, you're usually not in physical harm. You know, unless depending on who you are, you're usually not facing bodily harm by getting up and speaking in front of an audience, right? But there's the ego possibility of ridicule or judgment, or, you know, and it's so interesting to me how, yeah, that can cause so much fear, that fear of being seen, that fear of possible failure or being perceived a certain way. And I think that drives a lot of us in our lives. I mean, when we, like you were saying, like, can we walk out the door without putting on some sort of mask or making ourselves look a certain way? Or it takes courage, but also I think so many of us are just craving, longing for those authentic connections.
Absolutely. And that's part of where that power is that we talked about, you know, being seen for our truth, our essence. I'll just speak for myself, it has felt very vulnerable and scary for whatever reason. You know, it may not make sense to other people, but, you know, it would make sense to me personally to show up somewhere without the right kind of makeup and my hair done. Maybe not so much now, but definitely like earlier on. And to just, what is it like to experiment with not doing that, you know, and just taking little baby steps. And because we're talking about creativity, doing that in an as an image, right? Being vulnerable on the page first and seeing what happens, you know, and feeling how that lands in your body.
Yeah. It's funny you mentioned that because yesterday, for the first time in my life, I recorded a video, did a reel for socials I had just gotten up. I didn't have any makeup on, which I don't always put on, but my hair was a mess, you know, and I just decided, and I didn't do any editing of the video. So unlike me, because I usually edit everything. And I just talked, and it's so funny because I forgot about it, but yeah, I got more responses, like people commenting, not on anything about appearance or anything, but just, I think the world, we're all just, like I said, you know, desiring that authentic connection as we each are without having to be perfect. And there's something freeing, I think, about, and I know I'm inspired when I see people sharing their rawness and their mistakes and everything and not having to make it perfect and polished. That's something I'm definitely working through as a recovering perfectionist, is letting go of that conditioning that it has to be a certain way. I mean, this is societal conditioning that we have to present a certain way. We have to be nice. We have to be kind. We have to be this and that. No. We get to be all of it. We get to be real. And there's something that people, you know, that helps us to connect heart to heart, not just in a surface way.
Yeah, I agree. And I feel like we're ready as a collective. Many of us are ready to move forward in that journey, on that journey, however that looks individually. And I agree, I'm the same way. Like I know this year is about coming out more to myself and to others as my truest being, whatever. I'm not even sure what that means yet. You know, it's
I can't wait to see her.
Just unfolding and allowing that thread to help guide me, like just following that thread that we've talked about. Yeah.
I mean, I like to imagine a world of individuals that are claiming their authentic truth and following their own thread and doing so in community, in belonging, in accepting themselves and each other in their wholeness. I mean, I think that's really where we are moving and where we need to go.
And I think, again, I think that's the power that the collective needs in order to make the change, a big change. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, there's a lot of structures crumbling of these facades that we've always believed and given power to. So, yeah.
Yeah. And it doesn't feel good to hold them up anymore, you know? And I think it's interesting because I'm dealing with a shoulder thing right now. And it's like, I just can't keep holding it up anymore. I think that's funny symbolically. I just thought of that, like literally just thought of that. But it, you know, it just doesn't feel good to keep the facade up. And yeah, I think many of us are feeling that.
Yeah. Yeah. Do you have any stories you wanted to share, Steph?
Well, I think I'll just, not any truly specific stories. I think I will talk about briefly, we had a question the other day in our community, in our online community, about, you know, how to go a little deeper, I think, basically, to nutshell the question.
Oh, yeah.
And this is how I got really, really vulnerable in my own practice, which was to do figures, to make it a figurative situation. So the more details and the more accurate I could be about my own figure on the page, then I could like sort of hop in there and just be with it. And then I could really feel it in my body and talk about feeling vulnerable. I can remember yes. painting one, both of the paintings that I painted were naked. One was a very old woman. The other was just this plump, you know, I think I've talked about her too, plump, naked girl that I then adorned yes. with flowers, you know, and it's just the process of getting to the flowers though was quite, it was interesting, you know, and to just be present for that and showing up. That's, I'm, in my opinion, in my practice, that's how I get vulnerable, is to get the figure in there, to get me personally yes. in there. Yeah.
Yes. Oh my gosh, Steph, I'm smiling ear to ear right now because this ties in with, I mean, we haven't even talked beforehand before our show today, but this totally ties into a couple of things I wanted to bring up. So I love that you mentioned that. And I too, because someone was asking how to get to those really deep, juicy places when we're painting for process, especially. And I loved your response so much because there is something about, yeah, getting the figure in front of us that allows us to explore, but especially what you said, naked. And I want to share a story too, because it ties in so much, but you know, when I was working on my book that recently published, Creative Flow, I almost called it Paint Naked. And meaning not literally, but again, to paint in a vulnerable way, like how we show up, that it feels naked. But as I was really debating this title, I was like, well, shoot, I've never actually for real painted naked before. So I'm going to do that. I'm going to try it. And I will tell you, it was one of the most, vulnerable experiences, I will say. I did this alone, so this was not in community, but it could have been. I mean, maybe that'll be graduate level, but but I can remember setting up my studio space and getting the paper on the wall and everything, getting the paints out, and I was really just procrastinating. It's like getting everything just right, set up, and finally I was like, all right, it's time to like get down now, strip off the clothes. And I really just tried to bring mindfulness to the entire experience, because I realized that in these situations, maybe I would normally have things to distract me to kind of, you know, maybe a glass of wine or something, or, you know, if we're naked, you know, there wasn't any need for seduction here or any kind of contriving. It was like literally just being raw, being naked, standing in front of the page and painting. And it was scary for me. It was so scary. I did lock the door because I felt like I needed to have some kind of safety around me, you know, and even if that was just psychological safety, but I did it. I stripped off all my clothes, you know, socks and all, and started moving with the brush and moving with paint. And I didn't paint anything figurative. It was kind of just energetic, really big, really large painting, but it was amazing because being able to be with that vulnerability and breathing through it and just allowing my gut to be, you know, relaxed and not holding my body any certain way or wondering how I'm appearing, or there was no one else there. It didn't matter, you know, but just to be this raw human self exploring on the page with paint was just really, really freeing.
Wow. This is the first time I've heard this story.
I hadn't told you before. So when you were talking about painting the naked body, I was like, oh, this is perfect.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, I really recommend it if that's something that, you know, for anybody who's had like issues with body image, which I have, And just to, yeah, to not have to be a certain way and to really embrace this form and this being in all our vulnerabilities. Because when we're creating, we are feeling our emotions, we are opening to the unknown. And so it was just like supercharging that vulnerability of just being with oneself, being with me, and being in the creative process, being in the creative flow, completely raw, naked, and vulnerable. Really powerful experience.
That rawness, that's, wow, that's really incredible. Yeah. Thank you for sharing that.
Yeah.
Because just sharing that is vulnerable too.
It feels scary. I mean, yeah, I don't know if I've told anybody that beyond my partner. So it's like, yeah, so I did not name the book that, but there is something about creativity, creating, that does feel naked, even if we're clothed. So yeah, stepping into that willingness to open, to explore, and to be vulnerable is part of the creative process.
Absolutely. And then to get curious about, like, well, where does that land in my body? Like what we were talking about earlier. And yeah.
So listeners, it's up to you if you want to try that or not, but
yeah. And we'd be totally open to hearing about it too. If you want to
totally
let us know how it went.
Well, do you want to move into practices? Speaking of, or did you have any other stories you wanted to share?
You know, I think this is a natural progression to some tools, offering some tools. Yeah, I'm good.
Great. Well, do you have some writing prompts for us?
I do. I have a couple. And the first one is, how does being vulnerable feel in my body? So that could be one when you're feeling vulnerable, if you catch yourself and you have pen and paper, even just to just take a beat and feel it in your body where it's landing and then write about it. Or if you're lucky enough to have materials to like scribble it out or paint or whatever, but yeah, how does it feel in my body? And then the second question is, what's the most vulnerable thing I've ever done and how did it go? You know, that's just like peeling back the layers and finding out like, maybe that's why I didn't do that, you know, again, stuff like that.
Nice.
So that's what I have. It. Yeah.
I love it. Yeah. Yeah. Thank you. Well, for the creative expression activity, it's funny because, again, we did not talk beforehand, but the activity I had was actually to draw or paint your body, to paint your naked body. So I know, right? We're just on, like, we're just aligned with this today. And I want to add that stick figures are welcome. You know, cartoons, caricatures are welcome. So this does not have to be, realism, or, you know, I want to take away any sense of pressure with this. No perfectionism here, but to bring kindness and acceptance and to really get specific about drawing or painting your own body. Just as Steph was saying, as you were saying earlier, those two process paintings you did. And then when you are finished with it, or you feel finished, to speak the words to the drawing or painting, I see you. I see you. I always like to bring my hand to my heart or to my body and just, yeah, feeling that love and acceptance as you're saying that, I see you. Just to witness your creation, but also the reflection of your own body. So, and if you really want, I wasn't going to say this, if you really want to supercharge it, do it naked.
I mean, yes, that would be incredible.
But not necessary. But yeah, some of the most vulnerable process paintings I ever did was of my body, of, as you were saying too, Steph. I have a couple I'm thinking of, and maybe I'll share something too. We'll see how I feel about sharing.
But maybe, yeah, just in our community, but yeah.
Maybe in our Soul Nectar community. Yeah. But there really is something powerful about that, and just being really honest and really gentle with ourselves in seeing ourselves in our nakedness.
Yeah. And again, I think things soften when we do that. I mean, I know I would probably have not given myself flowers looking at my naked body in the mirror, but I was able to do that on the page in a gradual way. And that was transformative. So yeah, I hope y'all try this.
Yes. Yeah. And we'd love to hear. And of course, those in our community will probably be starting a conversation about it, and we can all share and post.
Definitely.
But yeah, this is powerful stuff.
It is powerful stuff. And I look forward to more and more people becoming vulnerable and tapping into their power in that way.
Yes. Because like we were saying, it is not a weakness. It is a strength. It truly is a superpower. Yeah.
Well, all right.
What a fun conversation.
Yeah, it was. It was. Thank you again, everyone, for joining us. Or if it's your first time here, we're glad you joined us. We've got stuff at our website, creativenectarstudio.com. We're also on Instagram and Facebook, YouTube. Like, just check us out. And if you like what you're hearing, and there's a way to do it, rate us. We would love that to happen.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, please. Yeah. If you can leave a review and or just a rating, no matter what listening platform you're on, Spotify, Apple, whatever, we really appreciate it. It helps more people to find us.
Yeah.
And yeah. And of course, our Soul Nectar community, all the stuff you can find on our site. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
All right.
Well, thank you all again. And yeah, until next time, be well, be vulnerable, be yourself.
In power and love. See you later.
Thank you for listening. This has been a Creative Nectar Studio production.